Praise the Lord. I've done something with it. I'm continuing on this morning on our series of the Beatitudes. And I just want to reiterate something this morning. To me, they're stepping stones. They're stepping stones. You can't jump the order. It doesn't work. They're stepping stones. And the first one we spoke about was humility. Stepping stone. Everything is founded and based on the humility in the kingdom of heaven. Second stepping stone was blessed are those who mourn. In other words, having a heart after God. Having a heart after God. Crying and weeping what He would weep over. So loving Him that we don't want to offend Him in any form or fashion. But to seek His heart. Doesn't mean we haven't got faults, but we'll still be people that have a heart after God. Doesn't mean I replicate God's heart. What it means is I'm chasing God's heart. Amen? David had faults, yet in the book of Acts he says he was a man after God's own heart. Profound. In other words, you don't have to be perfect to be a man after God's own heart. Amen? So, I want to talk this morning on blessed are the meek. Blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth. I want to quickly just tell you about that. He's not talking about this earth now. He's talking about the new earth. Alright? And I want to say another thing. Meekness is not weakness. I want to really emphasize that this morning. Meekness is not weakness. It's strength under control. It's not a piousness. It's not a despair, a hopelessness. Sorry, darling. I am learning. It's not a piousness. It's not this show of hopelessness and despair, meekness. It's actually a strength under control. Amen? Knowing the righteousness of God and who you are in God and controlling your rights. And I want to quickly challenge us this morning. The king walking in the spirit is not proving right or wrong. I'll say that again. Walking in the spirit is not proving right and wrong. Husbands and wives, please listen to me. Most arguments are about right and wrong. It's not about right and wrong. It's about walking righteous. In fact, God doesn't give a hoot about your right and wrong. He don't give a hoot. You can prove you're so right, but yet so wrong at the dead time, same time. It's not about right and wrong. It's about walking righteous. Amen? If I want to prove right, all I'm doing is allowing myself to be better than you. You're wrong, I'm right. Don't you understand? Can't you hear me? And their ears are burning, you know, because you've been listening, you're speaking to them. It's not about that. It's about walking in meekness and walking in the spirit and rightness of God. Amen? So it says this. Matthew, let's read from chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. And seeing the multitude, he went up to the mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. In fact, Sermon on the Mount is not actually a mountain, it's just a little hill. If you look at it, it's not a mountain at all. And then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, humility, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, foundation, humility. I must walk in humility. I must walk with a need for Jesus. Amen. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. In other words, having a heart after God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall what? Inherit the earth. There's an inheritance with the meek. In other words, there's a reward of heaven in the of meekness. Anyone can walk in pride. But it takes a man or woman of strength to walk in meekness. Because you're not trying to prove anything in meekness. You're not trying to have your rights in meekness. You have your assurance of who you are in God, and you allow the Spirit of truth to be the truth. And may I say this again? The truth doesn't need your help. Jesus is the waver. He doesn't need your help. He can defend himself. You just speak the truth. Not with gravity to prove them wrong. You speak the truth in love and allow the truth to have its way. Sometimes that way can take days. Sometimes that way can take weeks. Sometimes that way could take months. But let it have its way. Amen? And you change not in the situation. You still love them as they are. You still love them for who they are. That's walking in meekness. Not trying to prove yourself right. Who likes to be right? I love being right. Husband and wives, who likes to be right? We have a 50-50. And sometimes, especially in a marriage, if one is more intellectual than the other, they try and bamboozle the other one with facts and figures and statistics and stuff. Just rubbish. It's just junk. Because the reality is, it doesn't matter. The truth will vindicate me. Who does vindicating? God vindicates. God only vindicates truth. You can rant and rave and you can show me the sheets and spreadsheets. You can do all that to prove your point. But at the end, it's the truth that will vindicate. If you're right, you're right. Praise the Lord. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Praise the Lord. So the spirit of meekness is about attitude, the Beatitudes. It is a fruit of the Spirit. Therefore, it's not fruits of the Spirit, it's a part of the fruit of the Spirit that every one of us should be producing in our spiritual walk. It is not some people that have humility and some people have got joy. No, no, no. Every one of us should be producing humility and joy and every other fruit of the Spirit. It's not to the select few. It's not to those who have self-control. It's to everyone. We have to walk in the spirit of humility, spirit of meekness. Strength under control. Strength under control. I will never walk with strength under control if I never learn humility. Humility means I can be wrong. And it's okay. Or if I'm not chasing the heart of God. In other words, my heart's ruling. I won't walk in meekness. Then I start walking in right and wrong. And the minute I start letting that come out of my mouth, I'm walking in the flesh. Not saying you can't be right, not saying you can't be wrong. But to prove it, is that all it's doing is boasting up pride. Next, please. Just keep going. That's okay. So here are the steps. Beatitudes are like a ladder. They need to attain one before you can climb to the next step. Beatitudes do not describe the individual characteristic of a group of members, but rather characteristics of every member must possess. Amen? There has to be a foundation of what? Of what? What's our foundation? Humility. There has to be a foundation of humility. Next, please. Let's turn to me with Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29. They're up there, 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you what? Who wants rest? Who wants to walk in the rest of God or the peace of God? And I will give you rest. So what do we have to do first of all? Come to Him. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, the old King James will say meek, and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. You will learn meekness by yoking yourself to the ways of Jesus. Jesus was the most meekest man I've ever met. Jesus, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, before he got to the Garden of Gethsemane, he was at the Garden of Gethsemane, and Peter cut off someone's ear. And the Lord said to him, put away your sword. Do you not know I could call down 12 legions of angels right now, and they would deliver me? He knew his power, but he had it under control to the call of his Father. That's what meekness is. He knew he had a way out. He knew he could prove who he was. But Jesus never had to prove who he was. All Jesus did in the whole trial of his life, he did not deny himself. It is as you say it is. And everything else that the accusers accused him of, he uttered not his mouth. Opened not his mouth. Because the truth would vindicate him. And how did it vindicate him? He rose again. He rose again. Amen? So meekness is not on a journey of proving who's right and who's wrong, or proving what I'm doing is right or wrong. In fact, what sometimes you have the power to be able to change something in someone's life by pulling them down, or I just need to tell you the truth in Jesus' name in love. You know, you shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't do that. You know, because I'm telling you because I love you. You can prove all that, and at the end, God can't bless. I just have to allow the truth to do its job. Which also involves many other aspects of the fruit. Patience, long-suffering, temperance, gentleness. Thank God they're just stepping stones. He doesn't ask for them all at once. Amen. Zephaniah 2 and 3, please. Seek the Lord, all you, what? All you meek of the earth who have upheld His justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Meekness. 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 One with another. Meekness in my household. Teaching my children to walk in meekness of the Spirit. You can be right. You don't have to prove yourself right. Not at someone else's expense. Speak the truth in love and let the truth have its way. So meekness is not weakness. Here's a definition. It's a calm temper of mind. Meekness is a calm temper of mind, not easily provoked, an even balance of all the tempers within me. Of passions, the entire opposite to anger. It is to the one who doesn't scheme or push their own agenda. It is to those who have a foundation of humility, a heart after God, and who have their strength or their fortitude in their need of rightness. And so often, so many Christians are losing their peace because they have this need to be right. They have this need to be right. Their need for justice or justification under control. And that's what the word meekness means. I do not have to justify. I bring justification to my actions. All I have to do is trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Is it an easy thing to do? No. In fact, I think meekness, walking in meekness, is one of the hardest things to do. It's one of the hardest things to do. Does it mean I have to be walked over? No. Not at all. Does it mean I just shut my mouth to every situation? No. Not at all. I speak the truth in love. But I don't allow it to become a battle of the wills. Anyone ever had the battle of the wills? I think most households have a battle of the wills. The battle of the wills. You're right, I'm right, you're wrong, he's wrong. Sometimes it can be so bad that it actually stops people loving one another. Because they want to be right. I mean, how stupid is that? That you allow that to get in the way of your marriage and your love for one another. Because you want to be right. I know I'm only speaking to myself here this morning. The meek are those who have nothing to... Paul Tillich is a theologian. He says it like this. The meek are those who have nothing to prove. They accept that they are accepted. The fundamental foundation of meekness is knowing that you're accepted. Knowing that you are absolutely loved. Knowing you don't have to prove anything to anyone or win God over by doing right. they are accepted and the truth will make them free and vindicate them. The truth makes who free? Me free. The truth makes me free and God will vindicate me. You might never hear about the vindication. You might never hear that you are right in that situation. It's irrelevant. It's absolutely irrelevant. What God wants is attitude. Amen? Here's the same. If you want to write something down, God's not interested in right or wrong. He's interested in your response and attitude. That's what He's interested in. Your response, your attitude and response. Psalm 17, verse 1 and 3. Psalm 17, verse 1 and 3. A prayer of David. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry, give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your presence. My vindication comes from where? His presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and found nothing. I have purposed, hear this part, I have purposed that my mouth shall what? Not transgress. I have purposed, in other words, I have made a decision to speak only those things I need to speak and what I should speak. I have made a purpose in my heart to allow my mouth to be a well or a river of life. A river of life. And when I speak the truth, I allow the words to speak that are life and not death. God vindicates. Amen? God vindicates you. And you can rest in that. That's where you're actually, that's the foundation of your very peace. God will vindicate the righteous. And it's not the righteous that I do. It's the righteousness in Christ. That's where it all comes from, the connection with God. It's all based in the connection with God, the heart of God. If I know who I am in Him, if I know that I'm accepted in Him, it doesn't matter what people say, they will never sway me from the truth. It doesn't matter what people think about Jesus, what people speak about Jesus, what the media says about Jesus. It's irrelevant to me because I know that He's alive because I experience Him in my life every day. No one can shake me from that. No one can shake my faith from that because I know that there's an acceptance in Him and I've experienced Him in my life. There's some fundamental foundations that we've got to realize, and this is the very foundation of meekness. Meekness. Knowing that I'm accepted in Him. Here's another one. Knowing that words only have the power that I give them. Words only have the power that I give them. So they can rant and rave at me about their right. You ever get caught up in a doctrinal argument with cults? Their whole emphasis is in proving that they're what? They're right. Straight away my ears close. Because they've missed the most fundamental foundation in Christianity. It's not about right and wrong. It's about fruit. It's all about fruit. Amen? It's all about fruit. And so you deposit truth in them, you know, I walk. I refuse to argue about Jesus. I deposit a truth and leave. You might say, well, why didn't you just tell them, you know, get into a debate with them? No. When Jesus was in the town and they wanted to kill Him, and they took Him to the edge of the cliff, my Bible says that He walked through the crowd and left. I don't stay around trouble. We're not going to avoid trouble. I have to prove Jesus is real. That's the Holy Spirit's job. My job is just to deposit truth. Amen? I don't have to stand up for truth. He can stand up all by Himself. He's God. He is God. The truth is God. Matthew 5:5 is written. Let's turn to Psalms 37, verse 1 to 11. Matthew 5:5 is written in this one psalm here. 37, 1 to 11. Psalm 37, 1 to 11. Let's turn there. I haven't got it up there for you, so. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. See, meekness is not envious. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell on the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as noonday. Who shall bring your justice forth? God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not what? Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. In other words, don't let your heart get so troubled because you see others going further than yourself. Or the world's doing this and you're not reaching whatever you're wanting to reach. Don't let your heart get into a fretful situation. Do not fret. It only causes what? Harm. Do not fret because it only causes harm. Who to? The one that's being fretful. For evildoers shall be cut off, for those who wait on the Lord shall inherit what? In other words, meekness has patience. Meekness has patience. Indeed, you will look carefully at it for his place, but it shall be no more. For the meek shall inherit. That's where Jesus got it from. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. What does meekness bring? Peace. Meekness brings peace. The word fret means this. The Hebrew word means to burn, to be kindled, to be inflamed, to be angry or indignant. Because fretting is all about me. My rights. My loss. Why hasn't God blessed me? Why hasn't God opened the door for me? It's all about me. In other words, it also says worrying, and it also expresses the idea of worrying or chafing or rubbing up the wrong way. Meekness is peaceable and quiet, for the work of righteousness is done in peace. And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah 32 verse 17. Isaiah 32, 17. I think it's the next one. No. I'll read it. Isaiah 32, 17 says, for the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. If you lack peace in your life, if I lack peace in my life, I've got to question myself, am I walking right? If I'm lacking the peace, am I walking right? Because righteousness in Him is already given. But He wants me to walk out a walk of righteousness. And if I'm walking out a walk of righteousness, there will be followed with me peace and assurance. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against me. We love that scripture, don't we? Oh, no weapon formed against me. We don't finish the scripture. Should we finish it today? Okay. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness or vindication is from me. Their righteousness, and all King James says vindication, their vindication is from me. Meekness is to be put on as ministers of peace and truth upon the earth. We put on meekness. We choose meekness. What he means by putting on, it doesn't mean, well, Jesus, I'll just put on my clothes of meekness today. No, no. It's a mindset. It's like walking out the door with, Lord, I'm going to walk in the power of meekness today. Lord, I'm not going to promote me above your truth. My rights above your truth. Proving people wrong above your truth. It's about me walking in righteousness to reveal you. And Lord, when they rile against me like they rile against you, give me the power to keep my strength under control. It says Colossians 12 to 15, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on the tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness. There's a putting on of meekness. Right? So we can love one another. It goes later on today. Later on it says the next verse. Then the next verse it says this, that your heart may be guarded by peace. It's up there, is it? Oh, good. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on the tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, and if anyone has complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so must also you do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your what? But peace of God is assimilated to meekness. I've got to walk in meekness. Otherwise, all I'll have is temporary peace. In other words, my peace is up and down like a yo-yo. One day I've got peace, the next day I've got calamity. One day I've got peace, the next day I've got calamity. One day I'm walking in meekness, the next day I'm walking right and wrong. I've got to put on meekness. It's got to be a decision of my mind. We love to talk about, let's put on the armor of God and put on the breastplate of righteousness and put on your helmet of salvation. We want all them. But this thing will take an effort. This thing will take a submission. This thing will take a conscious effort to make sure what comes out of my mouth is constantly life. And not promoting oneself. That is contrary to meekness. Promoting oneself. And may I say this, I'm not talking about positions in church or anything. I'm talking about even in your own house. You can promote yourself above your wife. Or your wife can promote herself above you. If I happen to be right. You don't understand. Oh, you don't know the word enough. Oh yeah, Jesus has given me a revelation. You know, you got it wrong. You see, meekness will not promote oneself. Meekness will allow the truth to be seeded and allow the fruitfulness of truth to grow. And it doesn't matter about right and wrong. The most important thing is reconciliation, restoration, and peace in my home. Amen. Meekness. Meekness is not weakness. It's strength under control. Meekness only stands on identity. That's all it stands for. Identity. I'm His. Secured that I'm His. Not having to prove that I'm His. Not even having to prove anything to anyone. But allowing the truth to vindicate my stand. Sometimes you might think, oh well, I did that, Jesus, and nothing's really happened. Oh, I must have missed it. You see, every seed needs cultivating. And every seed needs process of time. I'm a firm believer of the process of time. It's a great revealer. God speaks to Moses numerous times and He says these words, and in the process of time. It's truth. Process of time reveals. Ask a woman when she's pregnant. She comes to you and says, oh, I'm pregnant. Can't see it. I believe you. You're saying it, but I can't see it. And then in the process of time, something grows. Takes time. No woman's ever come and says, I'm pregnant, it's out here. There's always a process of time, isn't there? So when you speak truth, allow the process of time to take hold. Amen? Still in that place of not having to vindicate yourself? I'm right, you're wrong. And when the truth germinates, it'll bear fruit. And He is the truth in the midst of the situation. Amen. And when that truth grows, and that fruit grows of truth, we both partake of that. And we can humble ourselves one with another and walk in agreement. For unless two agree concerning anything on earth, we must come in agreement. And once agreement happens, the blessing flows. But the minute anyone stands up for right and wrong, the river dries up. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. One of the greatest blessings I've learned in my Christian walk, and I do fail lots, but I have learned this one thing: I will refuse to continue an argument. I refuse to continue an argument in my house. Because above my right and wrong, I want peace in my home. So when people come to my house, they don't hear right and wrong. They experience the peace of God. Because that's my witness. Meekness is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:23. So, how can I define meekness? Meekness is the bridle of my mind, as it has the assurance of the acceptance of God and the comfort of God, who works all things to. If I have the assurance, I'll have the acceptance. That takes me to still in Matthew 5. The Bible says, blessed are the peace, what? For they are called the what? It doesn't say peacekeepers. And some of you have violated yourselves by being peacekeepers and given up certain things in life just to keep the peace. God never intended you to just be a peacekeeper. You have to be a peacemaker. So if you constantly be a peacekeeper and you constantly excuse and not speak truth, what will happen is you'll get bitter, you'll get broken, you'll get bruised, and you'll get hurt. God never asked me to be a peacekeeper. He wants me to be a peacemaker. And the only way I can make peace is by speaking the truth in without vengeance, without justification. Speaking the truth in love. Once I speak the truth in love, I let truth have its way. And in the process of time, He'll vindicate me. That's if I'm truthful. But if you ain't truthful, He'll expose it. Because God only ever stands up for what? Truth and righteousness. He doesn't care if He embarrasses you. Or me. In fact, He couldn't give a flip. He'd rather embarrass me and save my soul. So He covers me with grace and grace and grace and grace and grace. But I want to talk to some peacekeepers here this morning. You're being robbed. And you're only being peacekeepers because you're so worried how they're going to react. You're so worried how they're going to react, you will forfeit truth to keep the peace. But I want to tell you something: unless you speak truth, they'll never be made free. Only the truth makes me free. So if my wife has hurt me, the truth is I've got to say, darling, that really hurts me. Please don't do that. As much as she's got the right to say to me, David, that really hurt me. Please don't do that. But if I turn around and say to her, yeah, but you did, you shouldn't have, or you said, guess what I've just done? Right and wrong. Now I'm walking in the flesh because I want my name up in lights. I'm the one that's right. Whoopee doo. Whoopee doo. God don't give a flip. You ain't getting no praises in heaven. In fact, God's probably a bit sad. He said, well, I've just got to do a little bit more work in that area. Holy Ghost, zap them. Bring a bit of change in their life. A bit more sandpaper, Jesus, just in that area. Rub them up the wrong way till that little bit, that spiky bit is gone. My wife's saying, please don't say that. People mightn't like that. She's a peacekeeper. No, I won't pray like that. But you see what the difference between peacekeeping and being a peacemaker is? Being a peacemaker is inviting and showing the Spirit of God's in the house. This house, my house, your house, it's also my marriage. It's also my family. If I can't speak truth to my children, then you're speaking truth to the world. I can't speak truth to them. My grandson stayed with us on the weekend, and my granddaughter. It's been a little while since I've had my kids overnight. It's been a little while since I've had kids. Anyway, one of them was doing something quite naughty to the other one. No names mentioned. In my house, we used to have the spatula at home. That was my correcting rod. The dowel didn't work because I broke too many of them. I wanted something flexible, but didn't hurt. More noise than hurt. And I said, go and ask your dad what he used to do with this. And they said, I already know. And straight away, the truth made them free. Order came back in my house. It became a house of peace once again. Praise Jesus. And no matter how much I love them, see, this is another thing. If you really love them, you'll tell them the truth. In fact, Proverbs says this, open rebuke is better than secret love. If you can't tell your kids the truth, you must tell them the truth. It's not about right and wrong. It's about truth. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Peace anchors my soul. Meekness is strength under control. Strength under control. If I don't get it under control, and I have a hierarchy of right and wrong, truth becomes irrelevant. It becomes a part of my truth, what I deem as truth. And God's not interested in that. He wants meekness. It's the lamb nature. It's the lamb nature. There's also the lion nature when necessary. But meekness is all about the lamb nature. Amen. So it says, put on meekness. I think we sung a song very relevant this morning. Bare soul. It is well. It is well. Because meekness is an act of trust. In fact, meekness is one of the greatest steps of humility you can do. Because you're taking yourself off your own throne. Amen. And you're saying, God, have your way. You have your way. But we can ask for meekness. If you're prepared to walk in it, you can say, Lord, clothe me with meekness. Meekness is going to cost you something. Death of your rights. Death of your rights. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. There's some people here, you've walked in being a peacemaker and it's broke your heart because you've done everything within your power to keep peace in your house. Your power, not His. God wants to heal you this morning. God wants to bring healing and restoration to your soul. Every eye closed, every head bowed, please, this morning. If that's you this morning, you just raise your hand and say, Lord, that's me. I've done it. I've tried to do it in me, my strength. I'll do anything, I'll say anything, I'll be anything to keep the peace. Father, you see those hands this morning. I ask you, Lord, to take that weight from them in Jesus' name. Take the weight off them, Jesus. This yoke was not of you. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So God, this morning you see those hands raised. We say, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, flood their souls afresh with that oil of joy for mourning. Your garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. In Jesus' name. And God, we give you praise this morning. When we ask you something, you hear us. When you ask something, Lord, heaven is activated. So God, in the presence of time, we thank you for the change. In Jesus' name. If you want to walk more in that place of meekness this morning, strength under control, you just raise your hands before the Lord. Say, God, I submit my soul to your way. I submit my soul to your way. Help me to speak truth always in love. To uphold truth above my rights in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your gift. And Lord, we put on meekness this morning to walk in the things of your Spirit. Lord, keep us spiritually minded. That, Lord, it's no longer about I, but all about you and your kingdom. So help me, Jesus, to let my mouth be a river of life. A river of life. Help me, Jesus, to put my strength under control. Not worry about right and wrong, but to keep peace resident in my home, in my house, in my life. In the name of Jesus. We thank you that this day we take that step. And we say, God, have your way in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Praise God. Isn't he a good God? Four steps of meekness, four steps of the Beatitudes are the four characteristics of Christ's Spirit. We need them. We need them. The last four is teaching us how to walk them out. Amen. But if people on this earth see the meekness of Christ, they'll want it. Amen. God bless you. Have a good week, great week, wonderful week in Jesus' name. Remember this, you're not peacekeepers, you're peacemakers. You can make the situation change. Amen.